We are live. Just let me check. Okay. Okay, so I think we are finally live. Can you guys see me? Please chat me agar aap kuch drop kar sake to that will be like really great. Okay, I think we are live. So thanks a lot guys for your patience. Sorry, aaj thoda sa delay ho gaya, thode se network ke issues se. But that's it. Fortunately, we are live now. So guys, in case agar aapke koi bhi questions ho, feel free to drop your questions in this video chat or even in the comments. We will do our best to respond ASAP. In case agar aapke koi questions nahi bhi hai, even in that case, you can just type in hi or hello aur hume pata chalega who all are online with us. And by the way, please do not mind my outfit today. Me along with my family is thode se bimar hai because of this cold weather in Pune. And that's the reason why we are like, you know, suffering. Thoda bahut chills hai, fever hai, so that's why main sweater mein hu. So please ignore my boring outfit. Nonetheless, the show must go on. So starting off right. Birthday celebration, Valentine's Day and so much more like that. So is podcast mein aapko milega exclusive and unique gifting ideas and how to make money, more business ideas. You are all going to love it. It is India's first walk-in and create 3D printing shop. Their 3D artwork has featured in movies like Remember Johnny Lever? They have tied up with doctors, engineers and architects to create artificial body parts, car parts and building models. As I said a few minutes back, you are all going to love this podcast. This is going to be your one-stop shop for gifting something really exclusive and special to your near and beloved ones. Have with me Rahul Shah as a guest speaker, who is the founder and CEO of Times23D. They deal with many industries and have a memorable experience to offer. Angels, welcome to my podcast. In case if you guys are new over here, do check out all my vlogs and my podcast. And if you resonate with my high value content, feel free to subscribe to my channel and do not hesitate to hit the notification button. Rahul Shah ke and Times23D ke jitne bhi details hai, maine is video description mein sare wo links provide kar diye hai. Feel free to check them out. You can thank me later or even in the video comments itself. In case aapke aur bhi koi questions hai guest speaker ke liye, feel free to drop them in this video comment and we will try to respond to them as soon as possible. So chaliye dekhte hain what Rahul Shah has to speak about his time to 3D printing and advanced technology there. Okay, so I have with me Rahul. Can you hear me? I think Rahul ka network thoda sa stuck hua hai. We'll just wait for him. Meanwhile, guys, aapko mera intro kaisa laga? Maine kal bhi ye pucha tha. I don't know like us kitna lag tha, kitna delay tha. But in case agar aapne aaj mera intro dekha hai, how do you feel about it? You type it out in the message as well. Hi Kushal, thanks for typing in. Sorry for the delay. But I hope you will enjoy. और अभी जैसे कि मैंने थोड़ी देर पहले बताया था, एक मैंने एक स्ट्रिप बताई थी जहां पर काफी सारे जो आइडियाज है, जो गिफ्टिंग आइडियाज है, वहां पर मैंने वो शो किए थे. वो राहुल के अपने स्टोर में है, टाइम टू थ्री डी, दैट इज इन मुंबई. ओके, सो आई हैव राहुल विथ मी. सो राहुल, कैन यू हियर मी?
आई कैन हियर यू नमिता, कैन यू हियर मी? एम आई ऑडिबल?
Rahul is back. I'm so happy.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, loud and clear.
Wow.
How are you, Rahul?
I'm doing very well. Sorry, there was a little bit of a problem with the network over here.
No. How is everyone in your family? How are you?
I'm doing very well. Sorry, one second. Can you hear me? Yeah, that's all right. Thanks. Sorry about that. I mean, we're just about shutting our office. It's closing down time, so you know, it's just about planning the next day.
ठीक है, no worries.
Yes.
So कैसे हैं आप?
मैं
How is everyone in your family?
Everyone's good considering the circumstances. I'm not complaining.
I know.
I hope everyone's well at your end as well.
Yeah. Starting a video checking कि आज यहाँ पर पुणे में कुछ दिनों से यहाँ तो ठंडा मौसम है. So me and my family is down with little chills, little fever. पता नहीं है. बट इज जस्ट अ सीजनल चेंज. जरा थोड़ी सी स्लो रहूंगी आज. मैंने अपने ऑडियंस को ये भी कहा है, प्लीज डू नॉट माइंड माई आउटफिट टुडे. आई नो इट्स रियली वेरी बोरिंग, पर मैं बिना स्वेटर के नहीं रह सकती आज.
नो, इट्स क्वाइट कमेंडेबल दैट इवन दो यू आर नॉट फीलिंग अप टू इट, दैट यू वांट टू कंटिन्यू विद द प्लान एज यू हैव शेड्यूल्ड. एंड या, आई एम रियली रियली ऑनर्ड टू बी ऑन योर शो टुडे. थैंक यू फॉर हैविंग मी.
आई एम ऑनर्ड टू हैव यू राहुल. सो थैंक्स अ लॉट फॉर एक्सेप्टिंग माय इनवाइट and showing willingness to come to my podcast, to our channel, and to our world of audience. Welcome over here.
Thank you so much.
So Rahul, आपके बारे में मैंने एक brief intro में बता दिया था. मैं चाहती हूँ आप आपके बारे में कुछ बताएं, which will give a nice flavor of your life to our audience.
Sure. So I was raised in Dubai, and I completed my schooling there before I moved to Mumbai for my higher education. A common misconception that people have about me is that because I'm in 3D printing, that I'm an engineer by qualification. But actually, I'm the furthest thing away from an engineer. My family has been in the media and entertainment industry for a very long time. And belonging to a business family, I had started working with my father and my uncles while I was completing my graduation only. Then I completed my BCom from NM College in Mumbai. And I started looking after the copyrights division of the business. Then I further sharpened my skills by getting into a diploma of intellectual property law.
And after
after getting a few years of work experience, I moved to the UK to pursue my post-graduation in international business. And then I was there, I worked in London for a few years before I moved back to Bombay.
Oh my God, Rahul, apne itna kuch kar diya.
Yeah, it's been quite a ride.
That's really wonderful, Rahul. So Rahul, आपने बात करते करते कुछ बताया अबाउट मीडिया इंडस्ट्री. डू यू हैव एनीवन कनेक्टेड ओवर देयर? आप बताना चाहेंगे ऑडियंस को?
हाँ, तो सो बेसिकली माय फैमिली हैज बीन इनटू फिल्म प्रोडक्शन सिंस क्वाइट सम टाइम. हमारे काफी सारे होम प्रोडक्शन हो चुके हैं इन द पास्ट. वो मेरा फैमिली का बिजनेस था. माई डैड, माई अंकल, वो ये सब देखते थे. जब तक मैं फैमिली बिजनेस में आया, तब तक हम लोग ने फिल्म प्रोडक्शन बंद कर दिया था. और हम लोग फिल्म कॉपीराइट का काम करते थे ज्यादा, and distribution का काम करते थे. So that was an aspect that I used to handle. मैंने copyright का काम संभालना चालू किया. Since I was in college, you know, being a Gujarati family business boy, they expect you to come to office at quite an early age. You know, okay, start learning the ropes of the business. So जब मैं college में था, तभी हम लोग मैं office जाता था, and my father used to teach me about copyrights and all of that, और मैं agreements पढ़ना चालू किया. I got interested in that, और फिर मैंने उसका एक और डिप्लोमा किया इंटेलेक्चुअल प्रॉपर्टी लॉ में. एंड देन बिफोर आई न्यू इट, आई वाज हेडिंग द एंटायर डिवीजन.
दैट्स एक्सेप्शनल राहुल. एंड इनफैक्ट हो सकता है कि शायद एक पॉडकास्ट आपके कॉपीराइट के ऊपर हो जाए.
होपफुली या वी कैन डू दैट एज वेल.
सो राहुल, क्या आप आपके जो डोमेन है उसके बारे में कुछ बताएंगे? लाइक व्हाट रियली इंस्पायर्ड यू टू गो इनटू एडिटिव मैन्युफैक्चरिंग, रैपिड प्रोटोटाइपिंग एंड 3D प्रिंटिंग? आप उसके बारे में कुछ बताएंगे?
तो जब मैं यूके से बॉम्बे वापस आया, मैं एक बार फिर से मेरी फैमिली बिजनेस में आई ज्वाइन देम अगेन। एंड मैं हमेशा देख रहा था कि मैं कैसे बिजनेस को बढ़ा सकूं, कुछ नए वर्टिकल्स शुरू कर सकूं, या तो फिर कोई एक नया बिजनेस ही क्यों ना शुरू कर सकूं ऑल टुगेदर, यू नो, नॉट रिलेटेड टू मीडिया एंड एंटरटेनमेंट नेसेसरीली। और बाय चांस आई स्टम्बल्ड अपॉन एन आर्टिकल ऑनलाइन विच वॉज अबाउट अ बॉय बींग एबल टू वॉक अगेन ड्यू टू 3D प्रिंटेड प्रोस्थेटिक्स। और ये होगी अराउंड 2012 2013 की बात होगी है, एंड आई हैड नेवर हर्ड ऑफ 3D प्रिंटिंग। सो आई स्टार्टेड लुकिंग फॉर मोर डिटेल्स ऑनलाइन एंड आई सॉ वीडियो ऑफ हाउ अ 3D प्रिंटर वर्क्स, एंड फ्रॉम दैट मोमेंट आई वॉज कम्प्लीटली हुक्ड। आई स्टार्टेड रिसर्चिंग अबाउट 3D प्रिंटिंग एंड टू माई सरप्राइज द टेक्नोलॉजी एग्जिस्टेड सिंस 1983, बट
करेक्ट
इट वॉज मेनली लिमिटेड जस्ट टू B2B एप्लीकेशन।
ओके
I realized that the power and the advancement of this technology, it convinced me that there was a real need to bring awareness amongst the general public about 3D printing and how it can help. So, the first hurdle that actually I faced was there was so much information online that it was just like a lot of white noise, you know, where it was very difficult to ascertain the important and real information from the irrelevant and, you know, redundant information. So I studied and I researched 3D printing for close to 3 to 4 years, and I conducted like a lot of different market researches to identify the gaps, and I finally
Wow.
decided that I would create India's first walk-in 3D printing hub, you know, where not only companies but even students, hobbyists, kids, bache log, you know, everyone, general public can come and see and learn about 3D printing and what their different applications are. And I partnered with one of Asia's largest and oldest 3D printing companies, which were equal, they were equally excited with this plan, and they helped me quickly establish this hub with their expertise and backing.
So that's really outstanding, Rahul. If I'm not wrong, आपका शायद फर्स्ट था इंडिया में, करेक्ट?
Yes, we were the first 3D printing walk-in hub. So basically, we were the first to, you know, cater directly to consumers, directly to the end customer. So whether it's a student or, you know, someone who just wants to try out 3D printing, because earlier there were these companies, there were really big companies that were already established, but they were working on such large scale that, you know, people were like, kya ye mera ek single project karenge, you know, are they even going to indulge my query? And also I realized that wo to ek aspect tha jahan pe there was a, you know, there was a audience that wanted to get 3D printing done but wasn't sure where to get it done. And secondly, I wanted to get into the educational aspect of it. हम सिखाना चाहते थे 3D printing के बारे में, हम awareness create करना चाहते थे उसके बारे में।
इसके बारे में और क्वेश्चंस आएंगे, लेकिन अभी नहीं,
Sure.
थोड़ी देर के बाद। अभी
No
फिलहाल
problem.
के लिए मेरे पास एक आर्टिकल है राहुल, लेट मी जस्ट रीड इट आउट यू, जो
Okay.
मैंने रिसेंटली पढ़ा था न्यूज में, दैट आइंग एन एमर्जिंग ग्लोबल मार्केट, द मिनिस्ट्री ऑफ इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स एंड इंफॉर्मेशन टेक्नोलॉजी डिसाइडेड टू सून कम अप विद अ पॉलिसी एम्ड एट प्रमोटिंग 3D प्रिंटिंग on an industrial scale and helping domestic companies overcome technical and economic barriers so that they can build supportive and ancillary services for world leaders in the technology such as the US and China. So can you please tell us more about this policy? Is domain ko kaise impact karta hai?
देखिए कि फॉर एनी न्यू इंडस्ट्री टू ग्रो करेक्ट गवर्नमेंट सपोर्ट एंड एंसिलरी पॉलिसीज एक्ट एज एन एक्सेलरेंट। COVID-19 हैज एक्सपोज्ड दैट इन द ग्लोबल सप्लाई चेन इट हैज शोन बिजनेसेस दैट देयर ओवर डिपेंडेंस ऑन अदर कंट्रीज पॉसिबली, यू नो, एंड 3D प्रिंटर हैज प्रूवन दैट इट कैन बी अ वेरी इफेक्टिव टूल फॉर लोकल एंड फ्रेगमेंटेड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग एंड सप्लाईज। You know, so the government over here has realized that in a sense, when you're saying about overcoming technical and economic barriers, which would include upskilling and training of manpower to operate different hardware and software of 3D printing, while also encouraging domestic companies to manufacture made in India 3D printers and materials. So overall, what would happen is the overall cost would reduce even further, which would sort of accelerate the adoption of the technology within the industry.
So what's special about the 3D printing, Rahul?
So 3D printing is basically it's a universal term given to it. The actual term for 3D printing is called additive manufacturing, which is not what a lot of people know. 3D printing is just a general universal term. The actual term is additive manufacturing. What this means is that this technology manufactures things in the exact opposite way of traditional manufacturing. मतलब कि अभी तक जो ट्रेडिशनल मैन्युफैक्चरिंग होता था इट्स ऑल्सो नोन एज सब्ट्रैक्टिव मैन्युफैक्चरिंग बिकॉज उसमें कैसे होता है कि यू टेक अ बिग चंक ऑफ रॉ मटेरियल इट कुड बी वुड वैक्स मेटल पाउडर वट एवर एक बड़ा सा एक चंक ले लिया रॉ मटेरियल का एंड देन आप मैन्युअली यू टूल इट डाउन टू वट एवर यू फाइनली डिजायर द शेप और द ऑब्जेक्ट दैट यू डिजायर उसका जो मोल्ड बनाना है उसको आपको चिजल डाउन करके मैन्युअली एक टूलिंग करके आपको करना है टू गेट दैट शेप दैट यू रिक्वायर And usme almost 90% of the raw material is wasted because you're subtracting it from that big chunk. 3D printing, because it is the opposite, it is additive manufacturing. What it does is it deposits this raw material, whether it's wax, metal, powder, plastic, whatever. It deposits this material one layer on top of the other and those layers fuse together till that desired shape or object is created. So aapko koi isme material wastage nahi hota hai. And it also, because it's a machine manufactured product, it also enables a lot of precise and complex parts which were not, which you could not make by hand earlier. So that is the biggest, you know, the specialty of 3D printing, if you ask me.
Can we, Rahul?
I can hear you. Could you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. मेरे यहाँ पर hang हो गया था तो मुझे लगा पता नहीं मतलब थोड़े से connection issues हुए या.
Alright, so was I audible through the last question?
Okay. If you can repeat, then great.
Sorry, so it was about what is the difference between like a 3D printing, like what is special, right?
तो आपने ये बताया था कि लाइक जो 3D प्रिंटिंग है वो फिर भी एक लाइक इट्स अ कॉमन नेम बट अदरवाइज उसे एडिटिव मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कहा जाता है
यस
सो आई हर्ड टिल देयर
ओके फाइन सो एडिटिव मैन्युफैक्चरिंग बेसिकली इसका जो टर्म है इज द जनरल टर्म दैट 3D प्रिंटिंग को दिया जाता है 3D प्रिंटिंग इज द मोर पॉपुलर टर्म फॉर इट एडिटिव मैन्युफैक्चरिंग का ये मतलब है कि इट इज द एग्जैक्ट ऑपोजिट ऑफ हाउ ट्रेडिशनल मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हैज बीन कैरीड आउट Traditional manufacturing means subtractive manufacturing. It's also known as subtractive manufacturing. जो अभी तक जैसे चीजें बनती थी उसमें कैसा होता था कि एक big chunk of powder या wood या metal ऐसा कुछ एक big chunk लेके आएंगे and then with tools you will manually chisel away at that raw material and you will get your desired mold of whatever product you want. In the process you have wasted around 90% of that raw material of that chunk.
Right.
एडिटिव मैन्युफैक्चरिंग उल्टी तरह से मैन्युफैक्चर करता है इसमें जो भी मटेरियल है मेटल हो पाउडर हो प्लास्टिक्स हो वुड हो वो उसको वन लेयर ऑन टॉप ऑफ अनदर लेयर डिपॉजिट करता है और ये सारे लेयर एक साथ फ्यूज हो जाते हैं टिल योर फाइनल डिजायर्ड ऑब्जेक्ट इज नॉट क्रिएटेड
अच्छा
इसमें आपका कोई वेस्टेज ऑफ मटीरियल नहीं होता है एंड सेकेंडली बिकॉज इट इज अ मशीन मेड ऑब्जेक्ट इसमें जो प्रिसिजन और जो कॉम्प्लेक्स ज्योमेट्रीज बन सकती है वो आप मैन मेड टूलिंग से नहीं बना सकते
Agreed.
This is one of the biggest advantages of 3D printing and that's what makes it so special because it's got so many applications across dozens of industries.
Correct. तो राहुल अगर इस केस में अभी जैसे आपने कहा कि मशीनरी यूज होती है जिसमें काफी प्रिसीजन आता है तो इस प्रोसेस को कंप्लीट करने के लिए अप्रोक्सीमेटली कितना टाइम लगता होगा
सो बेसिकली टाइम बहुत एक वेरिएबल चीज होती है इसमें 3D prints could be as quick as 20 minutes and they can be as long as 20 days also. It depends on the size of what you are trying to get 3D printed or how many parts it is, what is the finish required, what is the post-processing required, what are the materials. So, काफी सारे factors पे ये depend करता है कि कितना time लगता है. पर overall process में आपको समझा देता हूँ कैसे होता है. The first step to 3D printing is that we need to create a 3D CAD design. On a computer, okay. a 3D model. That can be done either by creating it on some software or it can be done by 3D scanning. So using 3D scanner, you can scan an object and that could become your 3D CAD model. The second step is that CAD model is put into another, we feed that CAD model into a software where the software slices that CAD model into thousands and thousands of thin horizontal layers. That sliced model is then sent to the 3D printer where we decide okay how what the size is going to be what the density is going to be the orientation everything we factor in all of that and then we select the material that we are going to use whether it's plastic or metals or wood or polymers or resin or wax, you know, whatever the material could be, and its associated 3D printer. Finally, once the object is ready, it goes through like multiple, you know, sort of finishing touches. It could be sanding, lacquering, painting, polishing. All of this is typically done by hand.
Okay. तो राहुल अगर समझो अभी आपका अभी खुद का स्टोर है तो एक तो चीज है कि स्टोर में कोई आता है आई थिंक जहाँ पे मैंने आपके जो वीडियो जो देखे थे ऑलरेडी जो यूट्यूब पर है तो वहां पर ऐसे नजर आया था कि आपके खुद के लोग हैं जो पूरे 360 डिग्री फोटोज लेते हैं दे एक्चुअली गो अहेड विद द प्रोसेस से फॉर एग्जाम्पल आई अंडरस्टैंड कि आपका ऑनलाइन प्रोसेस भी है आप उसके बारे में कुछ बता सकते हैं अगर किसी को अगर ऑनलाइन अगर कुछ आपका मतलब ऑर्डर प्लेस करनी है तो
एक बहुत जो यूनिक चीज होती है 3D प्रिंटिंग में क्योंकि हम लोग ऑन डिमांड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग करते हैं इट अलाउज अस टू कस्टमाइज एंड पर्सनलाइज आवर प्रोडक्ट्स एंड आवर ऑफरिंग्स एंड उसमें एक हमारा जो एक हाईएस्ट इन डिमांड प्रोडक्ट है वो है हमारे मिनिएचर्स व्हिच इज द मिनिएचर्स ऑफ आवर ओन कस्टमर्स तो शुरुआत में हम
पॉपुलर होने वाला है फॉर वैलेंटाइंस डे स्पेशली
लोग अपने गुरु जी का करते हैं बहुत है इसमें मतलब यू नो इट्स अ वेरी यूनिक गिफ्ट एंड द मोर यू कैन जस्ट अप्लाई योर माइंड इट विल जस्ट बी अ गिफ्ट फॉर ऑल ओकेजन So in the beginning, we used to scan our customers with a 3D scanner, and then we used to do some finishing touches on the 3D CAD design, and फिर उसका printing करके finishing करके painting करते थे. Eventually क्या हुआ कि काफी हमारे customers आने लगे और हमें कहने लगे कि we want to give a surprise, you know, or we want to do it for our pet or our baby. Now we need people to stand still for a scan. अभी baby तो हिलते रहेंगे, pets हिलते रहेंगे, तो उनका scan नहीं कर सकते हम. And you know, so a lot of people jinke parents who passed away, to unko ek as a memory ke liye chahiye rehta hai.
Okay.
So inka bhi scan nahi possible hota hai. So we started a service where aap sirf photographs dijiye aur hum photographs se unka 3D design banake unka miniature bana denge. So we started the entire service on our website as well, where you can just upload your photograph, select the kind of miniature that you want, and you can place the order.
तो राहुल आई अंडरस्टैंड अभी जैसे थोड़ी देर पहले आपने ये भी बताया था कि जो पैंडेमिक है वहां पे भी मतलब आपका आपके जो प्रोडक्ट थे वो कुछ आइडिया दे सकते हैं किस टाइप के आपने प्रोडक्ट एक्चुअली ऑफर किए थे
सो एक्चुअली ड्यूरिंग द पैंडेमिक लाइक एवरीवन एल्स वी टू वर इन लॉकडाउन बट क्या हुआ था कि इमीडिएटली वी रियलाइज कि बहुत ही जल्दी वी आर गोइंग टू फेस अ ह्यूज शॉर्टेज ऑफ पीपीई मटेरियल टू फाइट दिस पैंडेमिक So the 3D printing community around the world got together and started ideating and sharing their designs for ventilator splitters, for face shields, safety keys, वगैरह वगैरह मतलब सारी PPE जो चीजें थी. And we were able to go from designing those to manufacturing them in a matter of 10 days. And even though सभी जो first lockdown था शायद आपको याद होगा तभी सभी everything was shut. So even getting stuff to get the mal delivered somewhere, you know, everything, the logistical nightmare was like one of our biggest problems that time. But we managed to, you know, churn out thousands and thousands of face shields and provide them to like all the frontline workers at that point. So we were able to pivot very quickly from our existing business to a new business, you could say, during the lockdown, during the pandemic.
So Rahul, I understand yours is the only bobble shop franchise in India.
Yes.
Salman and all, correct?
I'm sorry, Namita, I couldn't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so Mera Pashul, I understand that yours is the only bobble shop franchise in India. आपके जो कुछ स्पेशल वर्क्स हैं वो बॉलीवुड मूवीज में भी फीचर हुए थे आप उसके बारे में कुछ बता सकते हैं हाउ वाज दैट फीलिंग एक्चुअली
सो बेसिकली जब हम लोग ने बॉबल शॉप का फ्रेंचाइजी लिया था वी वांटेड टू एक्सपैंड ऑन आवर मिनिएचर कैटेगरी प्रोडक्ट तो जो बॉबल शॉप है वो एक ऐसा एक फेस स्कैनर है जहाँ की हम उसको शादियों में लेके जाते हैं या कॉर्पोरेट इवेंट्स में लेके जाते हैं एंड यू कैन जस्ट पुट योर फेस इन द स्कैनर It will click a photo of your face. It will display it on the screen next to it, and there are 400 different avatars that you can select from, and aapka naam niche aa jayega, all of that customization aap kar sakte hain, and finally aapko a beautiful miniature mil jata hai uska. So this bobble shop was mainly introduced for such kind of, you know, huge orders where we can't sit and model everyone's faces individually. We take the scanner on site. It's a portable scanner that we you know, take all around the country for different events.
Wow, that's interesting, Rahul. Abhi mujhe bhi kafi excitement ho rahi hai. Jab main Mumbai mein aaungi to aapke store mein kuch nahi to ek bobble se lekar jaungi.
Please do. You're most welcome to.
So Rahul, abhi what more can be done with the 3D printing? I understand ki aapke jab main website check kari thi wahan par maine kuch custom chocolates ka bhi dekha tha. What is it?
तो बेसिकली जैसे आपने सॉरी इसके पहले आपने क्वेश्चन में पूछा था कि जैसे गोलमाल मूवीज में जैसे हमारा प्रोडक्ट फीचर्स हुए हैं, काफी हम लोग ने जब से 3D प्रिंटिंग शुरू किया, एंटरटेनमेंट एंड मीडिया इंडस्ट्री हैज ऑलवेज बीन अ टारगेट इंडस्ट्री फॉर अस. जैसे कि अगर आप यूएस में देखेंगे, जो एक बहुत ही फेमस एक मूवी है मार्वल की, अवेंजर्स, उसमें आप देखेंगे जो थॉर का जो हैमर है या आयरन मैन का हेलमेट है, या बहुत सारे जो कॉस्ट्यूम पार्ट्स है या एक्सेसरीज है, ऑल ऑफ दैट इज 3D प्रिंटेड. सो वी ऑलरेडी वी स्टडी अ लॉट ऑफ दिस फ्रॉम यू नो व्हाट्स ऑलरेडी हैपनिंग अराउंड द वर्ल्ड एंड वी अंडरस्टैंड दैट देयर इज अ डिमांड दैट इज पेंट अप ओवर हियर और देयर इज अ डिमांड दैट दे डोंट नो अबाउट दैट वी नीड टू इंट्रोड्यूस देम टू, यू नो दे डोंट नो दैट दिस प्रोडक्ट कैन बी मेड. सो काफी हम लोगों ने मूवीज, हम लोग ने 5-6 मूवीज के लिए काम कर चुके हैं. We've done a lot of ad films. We've even worked for TV shows. So we 3D print a lot of stuff for the media and entertainment industry as well. When you asked about what else can be done, like you asked about the chocolates, 3D printing ne bahut sari headlines banayi hai around the world. Especially jab ye chocolates ki baat aayi, so unhone, you know, there was a lot of this thing, can this be done? Yes, 3D printing mein hum log chocolates bhi bana sakte hai. And usme aur bhi advancements ho chuke hai. Now you can even have jam, jelly, whipped cream, batter, lot of stuff. Very soon we'll be even launching a food 3D printer that you can buy and use in your house or in your restaurant or wherever.
Wow, this is really quite exciting.
Yes. The applications of 3D printing are, like I said, they vary across a dozen of industries. You know, they're used in companies to create prototypes of their products. Aerospace and defense industry heavily use 3D printing for production of end use parts and tools. Cement ke 3D printers hote hai. They play a big part in creating affordable and sustainable housing. Abhi jaise ki Dubai mein, they have made it their target that by 2030, that's 8 years from now, all 25% of all construction will be done via 3D printing, you know, the cement 3D printers. Phir bio printing hai, which is another big boom in the healthcare industry, jahan pe aap customized or patient specific healthcare de sakenge, you know, and of course food 3D printers is also already here.
So iska matlab jo options hai, they are unlimited.
Yes, the applications are unlimited, absolutely unlimited. Aap jahan soch sakte hai manufacturing mein 3D printing use ho sakta hai.
So Rahul, I understand कि आप कुछ courses या कुछ workshops भी आप offer करते हैं, आप उसके बारे में कुछ बताना चाहेंगे?
Sure. So as I told you that one of our main goals when we started was कि हमें इसका awareness बढ़ाना था, and our we focused a lot of our energy in terms of bringing about, you know, a 3D printing course that anyone could enroll for. So if you remember at the start of this conversation, I had mentioned that when I was researching about 3D printing, it was just a lot of white noise. So I wanted to reach out to as many people as I could and educate them about the technology in a concise manner. So what that means is, because 3D printing is a you know, is an evolving technology. अभी भी काफी नई technology कह सकते हैं इसको, और काफी evolve हो रही है. So इसमें जो printer शायद जो technology 5 years ago just launch हुई होगी, अभी तक वो redundant भी हो गई होगी शायद. You know, that's how fast the technology is evolving. So we work very tirelessly to ensure that we are putting out the right content, the right course, the right educational material. So let's say, for example, jab hum engineering ke colleges mein jaate hain, so we teach about the applications of engineering with 3D printing. We don't get into the applications of fashion and lifestyle.
You know? Okay.
Right. So it's about being able to provide that information in a proper and concise manner, which is relevant today. And that is what we focus on. So we've tied up with a lot of schools and colleges where we either, you know, we will go there once a year for their workshops, or we even curate proper curriculum. So pure saal mein fir unke teachers school mein sikhate hain. Hum school colleges mein jaake 3D printers set up karte hain. 3D pen, 3D scanner, ye sab set up kar, 3D printing labs bakayda. Hum log set up karte hain taki, you know, the kids today can start learning about the technology, because it's imperative ke aaj ke jo skills hai, aaj jo hum log skills sikhaye unko wohi kaam mein aane wali hai. So one of them is 3D printing, alongside I believe artificial intelligence, robotics, you know, blockchain. These are the sort of topics I feel that the kids today should be learning about and should be, you know, growing their expertise in.
Absolutely, Rahul. Very well said.
Thank you.
So Rahul, agar kisi ko samjho, agar kisi aage is domain mein agar kisi ko apna business start karna hai, koi minimum investment kya kisi ko dimag mein rakhna chahiye ki itna minimum investment to hona hi chahiye? Any vague figure?
So again, as I said, kyunki ye itni vast industry hai, koi ek company sara 3D printing nahi kar sakti hai. So there are companies that will focus on jewelry ka 3D printing. Koi company focus karega healthcare ki 3D printing pe, koi focus karega architecture pe, koi focus karega 3D printer banane mein, koi focus karega uska raw material banane mein. You know, it's a very vast industry, and it depends on what sort of line you want to get into. You know, the investments can be, if you want to become a reseller, let's say, of 3D printers, it can be for as low as 2-2.5 lakhs, and it can go up to, you know, crores if you are going looking to set up a proper manufacturing unit, you know, with vacuum casting, injection molding, and with multiple technologies. So it's a very huge range answer. Like, there's no definitive answer over here. It completely depends on what the person wants to do. So what we do is we teach them about 3D printing. We have courses for people who want to start businesses also. So we teach them about the different technologies within 3D printing also, their materials, and which technology and material can be applied in which industry. So then they can choose, okay, yaar, you know, I want to get into the automobile industry. For that, I will require this machine and this material. So I can then zero it down for you, all right. This would be your investment. Where we come in is that we have tied up, we have created a unique ecosystem of partnership globally with everybody that, so if you come to me today and you want a certain machine, we have a distributor for that. So you need not look anywhere else. I can understand your requirements and accordingly guide you to which printer you need to get and how much investment you need to make.
Absolutely. So Rahul, what is your vision or your goal for future?
So I see a lot of exciting opportunities for 3D printing, you know, along with construction, aerospace, healthcare, automobile, defense. Constantly integrating this technology, I also envision the possibility of mass manufactured custom goods. So, you know, we're already seeing Elon Musk, Elon Musk, you know, in his SpaceX program, he's already started using 3D printers to print the rockets. There's already a lot of viable research that has gone into bioprinting. So we're looking at, you know, possibly organs being 3D printed in the future and skin being 3D printed, which is a huge, huge deal if you ask me, you know. We're talking about building homes within 24 hours at price, you know. So everywhere, you know, where there are earthquake prone areas, or wherever, you know, you need to have strategically built homes, or if you need affordable housing, 3D printing is going to play a huge part in that. You know, when you're talking about, even like you're talking about shoes today, if you go to US, if you talk about Nike or Reebok, if you go into their stores, they have 3D scanners for your feet. So they will scan the sole of your foot and the sole within the shoe will be 3D printed, custom fitting to your foot.
Oh, wow.
You no longer have to buy a custom like size 7, size 8 or whatever the size could be. It will be customized to your feet. So, you know, a lot of exciting opportunities within 3D printing is what I can see.
Well said, Rahul.
Thank you.
So, Rahul, ek last question of the day aapke liye
hai.
Special message to our viewers and audience.
a special message. Okay. Well, I think that, you know what, this pandemic over the last 2 years has taught us that, you know, we can't take too many things seriously. We can't really plan, you know, years in the future. We don't know what's going to happen. We can't always be in a plan mode. So I believe now more than ever is it's time for action. It's time for action to do what is, you know, what you've always wanted to do. You know, don't wait for anything. It's just made me reinforce my thought that, you know, you're going to miss 100% of the shots that you never take, right? So go out there, take a shot, try something. If you fail, I think, you know, that's great. If you fail, it just makes you learn early. Don't be scared of the failure out there. I know they're trying times. I know it's tough times. But this is the time when, you know, true character is tested. This is the time where, you know, all of us are tested and, you know, we will all come through this together. We'll all help each other and, you know, we're all meant for a lot more greater things.
That's really motivating, Rahul. Thanks for those lovely words.
Most welcome, Namita. I've had a lot of fun today.
Same here. So Rahul, I think we are at the end of a podcast today. अभी तक तो मुझे ऐसे कोई questions दिखे नहीं हैं.
Okay.
But just मैं viewers और audience को ये कहना चाहती हूँ कि मैंने एक poll डाला है. You guys might be able to see. Just go ahead, select the option and what were your responses for. So Rahul, I would like to take this moment to thank you once again. Thanks for joining in. अगर किसी भी तरीके के आपको ऐसा लगा हो कि मुझसे कुछ गड़बड़ हो गई हो तो आई एम रियली सॉरी अबाउट दैट.
नो 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 नॉट एट ऑल. थैंक यू.
आई सी देयर इज अ क्वेश्चन एंड दैट इज फ्रॉम बेयर. ओके बेयर. बेयर इज ऑनलाइन ओवर हियर. लेट मी जस्ट सी व्हाट इज हिज क्वेश्चन. ओके. व्हाट आर द चैलेंजेस फॉर 3D प्रिंटिंग टेक ट्रेडिशनल मेथड्स ऑफ स्पेयर पार्ट्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग इन फ्यूचर. गुड क्वेश्चन बेयर.
Yeah, that's a very, very interesting question, and I believe a lot of people sometimes think that 3D printing is going to replace the way we made things or manufactured things. Black Bear, what I would like to say is that no, I don't think that 3D printing is ever going to be able to replace traditional manufacturing. It's going to act as a tool. It's going to act as an accelerant to traditional manufacturing. It has to be in tandem. It can't be that you're going to replace traditional manufacturing altogether. No, that's not going to ever happen. It's going to be in tandem with traditional manufacturing. It's going to help companies be able to come to market quicker and to make more custom, precise goods. As far as the challenges of 3D printing go, I believe one of the biggest challenges is that copyrights or trademarks. You know, enforcing that becomes a challenge because once you have a design that's gone online, it becomes extremely difficult to sort of protect that patent of your product. So that becomes a challenge. Secondly, 3D printers in the wrong hands also are capable of creating, you know, like we know, there has been guns, ammunition that has been 3D printed around the world. And there are governments that are very seriously looking into these sort of challenges and how we could restrict such sort of, you know, evil activity in society. So yeah, I think these are the challenges for now when it comes to 3D printing. And no, I don't look at it as a replacement for traditional manufacturing at all. But thanks for your question, Black Bear.
Black Bear, hamesha interesting questions puchte hain.
No, that's a very good question.
So thanks, Bear, for your question. Thanks a lot, Rahul, for your patience as well.
No, not at all. Thank you so much, Namita. Thank you for having me.
Okay, I think aur koi questions nahi hai. तो इस बार मैं फाइनली आपको थैंक यू फिर से कहूंगी. सो थैंक्स अ लॉट फॉर योर टाइम एंड फॉर योर एफर्ट्स फॉर कमिंग ओवर हियर राहुल. आपने जो भी इंफॉर्मेशन शेयर की बहुत एनलाइटनिंग है. रियली फन.
थैंक यू सो मच फॉर हैविंग मी एवरीवेयर नमिता. थैंक यू.
टेक केयर राहुल. स्पीक टू यू सून.
बाय.
या हैव अ नाइस इवनिंग अहेड. बाय बाय.
यू टू. बाय.
एंड बाय द वे बिफोर आई लॉग ऑफ जस्ट एंड स्क्रीन.